Listen, listen to me. Listen to my words. Each of my words. Let them enter your mind. Let me enter your mind. Let me play with your mind. I won't hurt it. I promise. I won't hurt it. I will give it pleasure. I will give it fear. I will give it dreams. Weird dreams. Weird fantasies. Weird pleasure. Pleasure. Yes, pleasure. Listen to me. Listen to me and let my words lead you. Let me take control. Submit to me. You can submit. It's okay. It won't even hurt a little bit. So, just let go. Submit and enjoy my voice. Enjoy the way you're lying down on your bed, completely, deeply, limp, looking up at the ceiling, and your eyes wanting to close tightly. You really need to close them. Your lids feel so heavy. So heavy. And slowly, your eyes close. You see your lids obscuring your sight. And they close down. And you want to sleep. To sleep. You want to sleep so much. And I am here to oblige. I will help you sleep. I will let you sleep. Look into your mind's eye. Look. Do you see? There is my hand in front of you. My hand wearing a surgical glove. My hand holding a remote control. A square black box with only one large blue button. And on the button, it is printed SLEEP in white letters. Do you see it? Good. Listen to me. I will press this button. You will hear a beep. And as you hear the beep, the command will enter your ears. The command will enter your mind. The remote will put this command into your mind, and you will simply obey. You'll obey this word, just doing what you want to do. What you want to do so much. You want to sleep so much. So much. And I will command you to do what you want. And you'll just do it. It is so simple. My commands are what you want to do. It is so simple. So, just let go and obey. Obey. Just let the beep enter you. Let the command enter you and obey. Obey. Obey without thinking. Just look at my gloved finger pressing the button and then just obey. Just let the beep happen and then just obey. Wait for it. Here it comes. Sleep. Good. Very good. Sleep. My gloved hand pressing the button. Sleep. Your mind falling into oblivion. Sleep. No more thinking. Sleep. Just following. Sleep. Following the flow of my voice, mindlessly obeying, mindlessly sleeping, sleeping deep. You are sleeping deep. You are sleeping so deeply. So deeply that you forget. You forget to breathe. You are so deep, you cannot even remember it. But it is okay. Just let me tell you how to breathe. I say, breathe in, and you breathe in. I say, breathe out, and you breathe out. Breathe in. Good. Breathe out. Perfect. Breathe in and listen. Breathe out. Listen to this sound. Breathe in. This is the sound. Breathe out of your respirator. Breathe in. A machine. Breathe out. Breathing for you. Breathe in. The machine pumps air into you. Breathe out. And then it lets it go. Breathe in. The mask on your face feeds you air. Breathe out. And then lets it escape you. Breathe in. So that you don't have to think anymore. Breathe out. You don't have to think about breathing. Breathe in, and I don't have to remind it anymore. Breathe out. Good. Let the machine take the lead. Perfect. Just let the mask feed you air. And let me take control of you. You are at my mercy. You are in my hands. And I will take good care of you. Because you are precious. Yes, little one. You are precious. Good. Now, just imagine me. Yes, I am here, taking care of you, sitting between your legs. Yes, I am just here, between your legs, enjoying the view. And this is why I brought you here, to this anonymous hospital room. This is why you are lying naked in this strange contraption of a bed. Your legs spread, and me sitting between them. This is why you are paralyzed. This is why your wrists and your ankles are cuffed. Soft, warm, and solid leather cuffs, preventing any fall, any unwanted movements. This is also why you are hooked onto this ventilator. On this mask strapped to your face. On this mask feeding you air. On this mask feeding you anesthetic gases. Each time I push that button, each time you hear the beep. Each time I tell you to sleep. Good. You receive just a little puff. Just enough to maintain you in this blank state. not unconscious, but not really awake, and fully at my mercy. Each time I push this button, I push you down a little bit more. Each time a little bit deeper into that comfortable void. Don't be afraid. I'll take good care of you. But don't fool yourself. You are at my mercy, and I will take what I want from you. But do not be afraid. It will not hurt. Perhaps it will even be pleasant. Who knows? When I take it from you. Your seed. Yes, your seed. Your sperm. Your cum. This is what I will take from you. Sleep. Good. I will take your seed. I will make you come. I will make you ejaculate. I will make you emit your seed. And then I will take it. And you do not have any choice in it. You can try to fight if you want. Well, you can try. Or you can just enjoy the show. Whether you enjoy it or not, it will happen anyway. I will make you come. Come and spurt for me. Look at me now. Look at me between your legs. The remote at the ready on your thigh. My face hidden under a sterile surgical mask. My hair hidden under a sterile surgical cap. My body wrapped in sterile scrubs. Look at my eyes. My eyes looking back at you. Directly piercing into you. Concentrated, cold and intent. Look at my eyes. And sleep. Good. All limp again. Feeling my hands resting on your inner thighs, surgical gloves on them, sterile latex resting on your thighs, caressing them, warm and soft. My hands leave your thigh and produce a bottle of lubricant. I lubricate my gloved hands, and then, I take hold of your cock. Well, it is hard already. This will be an easy shot. I pour lubricant on your cock. It is cold, but it will warm up fast. And then I proceed to milk your cock. A steady movement following the rhythm of the respirator. Up and down. Up and down. Up and down. Just feel them. The mesmerizing dance of my finger along your cock. Latex-gloved fingers stroking your cock. Making a ring that you penetrate. You penetrate. Repetitively, you penetrate, or my hands facing each other, my palms making a latex enclosure. A latex enclosure designed to drive you mad. A latex enclosure designed to make you come, to make you spurt. Yes. You already are ready to spurt. Your cock is about to empty itself into this warm latex prison. That was fast, wasn't it? I'm very good at that. But you try to escape this view, and your eyes begin to wander to this surgical mask, moving with my respiration. Filter paper, inflating and deflating. Calmly. I am calm. I am focused. I am about to perform my task. I am an expert in it. Your eyes then fall down into the pit of my gaze. Yes, look at my eyes. You are allowed to do that. I like this contact. It helps you to accept. To accept that there is no escape. You know something? I understand you deeply. More deeply than you think. I very much understand how you feel, because I have seen so many men in your position, my fingers bringing them to the verge, some trying to evade my stimuli, others trying to imagine they were having normal sex, and others trying just to be done with it. And others yet, enjoying exactly what I was doing to them. Looking down into my eyes, my fingers slowing down. I understand, but I do not care. I am interested in what you feel, only because I am interested in making you come. I am interested in making you ejaculate. And I'm very good at that. And now, you're so eager to explode. But each stroke is just short of that. You are in what is called the edge. Each stroke maintains you just on that edge. It prevents you from getting back into control. But it also prevents you from coming. The longer it lasts, the better. Maintaining you in that state will make you more productive. And also, it amuses me. The way men look at me when on the edge. This raw, basic need. Eating away at their mind. Destroying their will. Reducing them to a begging mess. It is rather adorable. So, just come back to my fingers. My gloved fingers around your cock. Lubricated latex fondling your cock. Your engorged cock glistening with lubricant. Latex gloved fingers gliding along it. Making geometric figures of pleasure along your shaft. Dancing the dance. The dance of the edge. Dancing around the volcano. Just enough to maintain it. Just enough to keep it active. But not to make it explode. Touching you and then slipping away. A warm pulsating prison and then a cold void. A ring of pleasure gliding around your cock, and then a pinch. Small circles around your frenulum. Small circles driving you mad. And my other hand fondling your balls, and your cock pulsating with pleasure. Pulsating in anticipation, and then nothing. Nothing. But sleep. Good. Sleep. Sleep deeper and deeper and deeper. You are completely unconscious now. Completely knocked out. Sleep. knocked out by the gas. Sleep. Do you feel it entering your lungs? Deeper. Do you feel it entering your brain? Deeper. Entering your brain and turning it off. Completely limp. Completely unconscious. Completely at my mercy. Slowly, you emerge from that slumber, and my delicious torture starts again. Once again, my gloved fingers gently wrap themselves around your cock, and once again, you feel this warm, soft, and slippery latex prison closing itself around your cock. And once again, they will dance for you. This dance of pleasure and possession. Up and down. Up and down. Up and down. Just feel them. The mesmerizing dance of my finger along your cock. Latex-gloved fingers stroking your cock. Making a ring that you penetrate. You penetrate. Repetitively, you penetrate. But you try to escape this view, and your eyes begin to wander to this surgical mask, moving with my respiration. Calmly. I am calm. I am focused. I am about to perform my task. I am an expert in it. Your eyes then fall down into the pit of my gaze. Look at my eyes. You are allowed to do that. I like this contact. It helps you to accept. To accept that there is no escape. You know something? I understand you deeply. More deeply than you think. I very much understand how you feel. Looking down into my eyes. My fingers slowing down. I understand. But I do not care. I am interested in what you feel. Only because I am interested in making you come. I am interested in making you ejaculate. And I'm very good at that. And now, you're so eager to explode. But each stroke is just short of that. Maintaining you in that state will make you more productive. And also, it amuses me. The way men look at me when on the edge. This raw, basic need. Eating away at their mind. Destroying their will. So, just come back to my fingers. My gloved fingers around your cock. Lubricated latex fondling your cock. Your engorged cock glistening with lubricant. Latex gloved fingers gliding along it. Dancing the dance. The dance of the edge. Touching you and then slipping away. A warm pulsating prison and then a cold void. A ring of pleasure gliding around your cock, and then a pinch. Small circles around your frenulum. Small circles driving you mad. And your cock pulsating with pleasure. Pulsating in anticipation. And then, nothing. Nothing but sleep. Good. Sleep. Sleep deeper. and deeper and deeper. You are completely unconscious now, completely knocked out. Sleep, knocked out by the gas. Sleep. Do you feel it entering your lungs? Deeper. Do you feel it entering your brain? Deeper. Entering your brain and turning it off. Completely limp. Completely unconscious. Completely at my mercy. Slowly, you emerge from that slumber, only to see a blurred white disc. You try to focus on it, faint spirals in it. You try to focus on it. White, transparent silicone, spiraling grooves, and a slit in the center. All transparent, all warm. All soft, all slippery, slippery. This is the milker. Yes, the milker. It will milk you. It is designed to milk you. It is designed to make you come. It is designed to empty you. To retrieve your seed, your sperm, your cum, to take it away from you, and to give it to me. What for? This is not of your concern. I will do what I want with it. Sleep. The milker now approaches your cock, and as it approaches, your cock twitches in anticipation. It wants to penetrate into it. You no longer have any will, but your cock still has a will to penetrate, and then to spurt. To empty itself. It will spurt and sear you with pleasure and imprint my dominance into your brain. My dominance causes pleasure. Your glands touches the entrance. This ring of silicone that resists a little bit. And then it parts. It parts around your cock, gliding down, 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 gliding down your cock. This feeling, penetration, penetration into warmth, tightness, slipperiness, softness, penetration into pleasure. Pleasure driving you insane. Soft bumps gliding along your cock. Rings that you penetrate, one after the other. And then a cup positioning itself on your glands. Clear, soft, smooth silicone. Slippery, warm silicone, gently sucking on your glands, gently massaging your cock, and you feel it. Your balls preparing themselves, cum accumulating into them as I rub them gently with my gloved fingers. Silicone, designed to grab your cock, to milk your cock. To make it spurt, to pump your seed out of you. Look at me now, and let me count you down. Yes, I will count down. And as I reach zero, you will come. You will come under my command and give me your seed when told to. 10. Prepare yourself. 9. This orgasm. 8. Will blow your mind. 7. Sear your mind. 6. Imprint onto your mind. 5. My voice. 4. The milker. 3. The milker defeating you. 2. Gaining ground on your sanity. 1. And pumping you empty. 0. Give in. Come. Come now. Come hard. Come hard for me. Accept defeat. Let the pleasure burn you. Let my face, let my eyes, let my voice imprint themselves onto your brain. And spurt. Give me your seed. Again, again, and again. Your cock emptying itself in the milker. All its seed being greedily pumped out, out, and out of it. Your cock emptying itself in the milker. In movements you cannot control. As you cannot control the way my voice, my face, and my gloves associate with this pleasure. Except being defeated by me. There was no other way than acceptance. Accept defeat. Accept. Accept defeat. Accept. Accept. Good. Very good. You did good. Look into my eyes now. And remember, I am very, very good at defeating you. And making you come. Do you understand? And each time you'll be here with me engaging you, you will break harder and harder and harder. And you will come, little one. You'll come harder and harder and harder. Each time I need your seed, you will wake up in this place and I will take it. Good. It's over now. I appreciate your cooperation. I feel like you enjoyed this. Be assured that I enjoy breaking you. I enjoy having you at my mercy. I enjoy this deeply, little one. Thank you. And now you will sleep. Just let it go. And sleep. Let the gas make you sleep. Good. Sleep deeper. Deeper. And deeper. Good. You are fully unconscious now. Some nurses will unstrap you. Sleep. Ladies you've never seen. People you'll never see. They will take your limp body in their gloved hands and bring it back to your bedroom. Sleep. Yes, they will break into your home and put your limp body back into your bed in your bedroom. There will be no fingerprints, believe me. You'll wake up. Perhaps you'll remember this moment as some sort of a fantasy or a dream. But this is not a dream. I am not a dream, believe me. I am real. I am very, very real.